What up, y'all, and welcome to The Business of DJing with Jamie Selects. In today's episode, we're going to go over five quick financial tips for DJs. Now, these tips are going to be things that you can implement easily and implement right away to help improve your financial situation. So let's jump in. Okay, tip number one, use a specific card for all DJ-related purchases. Keeping all your DJ purchases on a single card is one of the best and easiest things you can do to make keeping track of them easier in your life way less stressful come tax time. You're gonna end up saving a ton of time when you're filling out your taxes because you don't have to cycle through multiple cards. You're also gonna make sure that you're writing off as much as possible because if you have expenses on multiple cards, chances are you're probably gonna forget some of the things that you spent your money on for DJ-related purchases and you're not gonna write those off. So, easiest thing you can do, best bang for your buck, use a specific card for all DJ-related purchases. Tip number two. Create and use a finance tracking system. Using a spreadsheet to keep track of your DJ expenses will help keep you organized and give you insight into the health of your DJ business. If you need a template, go ahead and head over to jamieselects.com/DJ tools, and I have one that you can download. This is super important because it will help give you an insight into how much money that you're spending and also, again, make your life way easier during tax season because you've already recorded your expenses, theoretically, throughout the year. Now, it's really difficult to either find the time and also motivate yourself to do this because it's pretty boring. But if you do it like at least once a month, even at least once a quarter, it's going to make your life so much easier at the end of the year. I promise you that. Okay, tip number three, write off all your expenses on your taxes. The main benefit of keeping track of your DJ expenses is so that you can write them off at the end of the year. Remember, as a DJ, you are a business, and businesses have expenses, and those expenses reduce your taxable income. I guarantee you this will save you at least hundreds, if not thousands of dollars at tax time. So make sure that you're writing off all your expenses legally, but make sure you're writing off all your expenses. If you need help, check out my Taxes for DJs article at jamieselects.com. Tip number four, invest your DJ pay. Acquiring assets is one of the best things that you can do with your money. If you invest at least a little bit of each of your DJ gig payments, it will pay dividends for you in the long run. Now, investments can take many forms. They can be financial assets like stocks, real estate, or my personal favorite, Bitcoin. If you're interested to learn more about Bitcoin, you can head over to my website, jamieselects.com, and check out the article, Bitcoin Breakthroughs for Beginners. Now, assets can also be something like new gear. Let's say you do a few gigs and you go buy yourself a pair of speakers and some lights. Now you're able to do weddings and you're able to increase the amount of money that you're able to do with gigs that you weren't before, which is super dope. And don't forget to invest in the most important asset, which is yourself. A couple investments that you can make in yourself would be things like maybe getting DJ lessons to increase your skills or going to the Beyond the Music conference where you can network and meet new people. Those are things where it's totally fine and encouraged even to spend money on yourself if it's going to make you a better DJ and just enhance your career in that way. Okay, last tip. Tip number five. Set up an external online savings account. So whether you're saving for a new piece of gear or creating an emergency fund, it's important to keep your savings separate from your checking. You actually want to create a little bit of friction between your savings and the place that you spend your money. And setting up an online savings account is one of the easiest ways to create a barrier while still having pretty easy access to your money if you need it. Now, once you set it up, you can actually create sub-accounts within the main account so you can save for multiple things. So like I said before, you definitely want to have an emergency fund where you have at least a few months of cash stacked up in case of emergencies. And then you can also save for things like shopping, travel, or even new DJ gear. Now, once you set up the accounts, what you want to do is set up automated payments so that either once a month or twice a month, whatever cadence works for you, money is automatically pulled from your checking and sent to these accounts. It's kind of like a set it and forget it thing. That's going to be the best way for you to accrue savings over time. All right, y'all. Well, I hope you enjoyed those five quick financial tips for DJs. Again, my name is Jamie Selects, and thank you for listening.